this is Charlize from CSJ, and I'm here with
Layla,
Michael,
and Jacob.
And today we are talking about fashion. All right, so our first question, what is your favorite clothing brand?
My favorite clothing brand is Gucci, specifically Gucci, because I want to have like at least one Gucci outfit so I can use that to flex for the rest of my life.
You got Gucci money?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not really the kind to like wear super expensive clothes or anything like that. But I just want to have this one expensive thing so that whenever I walk into the building or something, people be like, that's the man. So I'm like,
okay. Well, when people see you wearing it every day,
you're going to get robbed.
If I get robbed.
Oh, they don't think it's fake or it's
if you wear it every day, I'm not going to like it anymore because you already wore it. So like the Gucci that you're wearing, I'm not going to like it no more because you wore it already in like a week.
Then I'm just wear it like week. I'm just wear it for important events and stuff or something. I don't know.
That's different. Like a important events, that's like formal or whatever. Or fancy, I should say.
Yeah, because you're saying you're wearing it every day. So you're wearing it when it starts pouring outside?
Honestly, I might.
We'll have a Gucci umbrella ruined.
It depends on what it is.
But yeah, I might actually wear it even when it's pouring and stuff. Because like, even through the rain, I'm still making money.
Get you a Gucci umbrella.
Oh, wait, yeah. Gucci umbrella. You should definitely get one.
But yeah, so do any of y'all have a favorite clothing brand or whatever?
I got a favorite clothing brand, Micah Mary. Just is authentic, is real.
I never heard of that.
Micah Mary, you never heard of Micah Mary?
I feel like if I see it, I would know.
Amiri? Then. You heard of Amiri? You never heard of that? Well, it's Micah Mary. It's like a logo, M-A. It's very fire. They make fire clothing. I should check it out, but it's really expensive.
Yeah, I heard of Micah Mary from Polo G. Literally, one of his lyrics is, Micah Mary Jean something something. I forgot. I have to search it up. So,
Micah Mary. Yep. Billie Jean.
Would it be interesting to search up the lyric right now?
I'm up in all the stores.
What you wanna?
Nah, that's gonna get off topic. So
when it rains, it pours. Oh,
you have one?
I don't really have a favorite clothing brand.
Or like favorite store you like to shop in?
So like clothes. Me and my mom, like we like always shop at like Old Navy or like H&M. Yeah. But H&M or Macy's even. But like I think my favorite store to stop at is probably Old Navy because like they have like really, really good clothes in my opinion. So like, yeah. And Garage too.
Garage is good. Tops. Yeah.
Yeah, I like those
too. I'm like, my brother, he kind of got me into like thrifting. So I would go to Brooklyn and go to L Train. They have like pretty good stuff there. Or I would go to like Charlotte Russe or like...
Oh yeah, I shop there too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like H&M or something.
Yeah.
Wait, so H&M is a thrift store, whatever?
No, it's not a thrift store. It's like just like a regular
L-Train,
clothing
L-Train,
store.
L-Train in Brooklyn is a thrift store that I like to go to.
Oh,
never shopped there.
Yeah, I knew H&M wasn't a thrift store.
No.
I don't really shop at Old Navy anymore because I mainly get clothes from Gap.
I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, I haven't been in Old Navy in a minute. I'm not going to lie.
I feel old.
Like, the only time I went for Old Navy, it was like a long time ago. Like, that's like a...
A year and a half ago.
I feel like Old Navy's for kids now.
Yeah, me too.
They do have like a main kid store. Kids section. Baby section.
If y'all looking for drip, go to Gap.
Okay.
I shopped at Gap before too.
Yeah. All right, next question. What is your favorite type of clothing or like style? Like, what's something that you would absolutely wear? Like, whether it's like a hoodie or shorts?
Streetwear.
All right.
What streetwear, actually?
Type of style?
Like... What you mean? Like streetwear, like
stuff, it's like skateboard.
Oh, okay.
It's like that.
It's like a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Oh no. Like so, baggy stuff.
Nah, I don't like baggy stuff.
Yeah, I don't like baggy clothes. I don't like baggy clothes.
Just like
either.
A casual New Yorker.
Yeah, something. Like, yeah. Something like that. Yeah, jeans. You know, like streetwear, like.
So yeah, stuff on the go.
Yeah.
Like stuff that you can like take to the park with you and won't get hot and sweaty in.
Kind of like what you're wearing.
Yeah, something like that.
You got the Nike Tech. Is that Nike Tech?
Yeah, that's Nike Tech.
You got the Nike Tech
on
now.
Why are you still in
your chair? I'm trying to get comfortable.
All right.
The me from back then would have specifically said hoodies and stuff like I'm wearing now. Because like I used to be an introvert and hoodies help cover my face and everything. Especially paired with the face mask.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. For the people that may know, what does introvert mean?
Oh.
Oh, it means like... You antisocial. You don't like hanging out.
You want to keep to yourself.
I don't want to say antisocial. It's more like your shy and stuff. Because like you can be an introvert, but not be antisocial and stuff.
I'm kind of introvert. I'm mostly like an ambivert, which is like both an extrovert and an introvert. But I like to go outside, but I also like wouldn't be like, oh, I want to go out. I'm like, I'm not very expressive. I just like to be out and not to be home all the time. But at the same time, I do like to be home and not like outside.
Yeah. The me from back then, the me from like after pandemic or whatever, would have like worn a hoodie, face mask, and regular jeans. Not the jeans I'm wearing today. And well, yeah, that's mainly because I was using it to hide my face and stuff. I literally look like a burglar and a criminal and stuff with that stuff on. I mean, right now, I prefer right now wearing long sleeve shirts and stuff like that. Like most of my clothes and stuff now are just like long sleeve shirts.
In the summer?
Not in the summer, no.
Okay, I was about to say, I was like, I gotta double check.
Sorry. But yeah, not in the summer. Definitely not in the summer. In the summer, I would wear sweatpants and a t-shirt or a tank top, probably.
No. Back then, I don't know what my style was. I was just like weird. I don't know. Like, y'all know what was it? The Child's Play?
Yeah, I used to shop there.
I was up in there.
I used to shop there. Like
that was a phase. I don't know. But now I like baggy stuff. Like I said before, I like thrifting because I like baggy stuff or like stuff that doesn't fit me and like flowy stuff. I don't really like skinny jeans anymore or like anything skinny like that like sticks to my body. So like I like flowy stuff.
I mean, like me personally, I like wearing crop tops basically and like, you know, like jeans. Like,
yeah,
like skinny jeans, like the ones that you said. Mm-hmm. But like my mom, like she doesn't let me like wear like crop tops, like, you know, with jeans. So, like, so she like forces me to like wear like baggy clothes. And like, I don't really like baggy clothes. It's like, I don't know. I feel like they're like gonna fall off me like, you know, too quick. Like,
I just be putting a belt. You gotta get you a belt.
Yeah. I don't have a belt. So
wait,
you better invest a belt.
Yeah, exactly.
I would never wear baggy clothes because I'm scared I might get pants at school.
Exactly. Like that's why I don't want to wear.
That's
them.
Why you got a belt. I saw some guy on Instagram. Like he thrifted some pants and they were like right up here. They were like up to his chest. Right. And he had like a hoodie over it. So the belt was like right here and you couldn't even see it.
Wait, he was walking around looking like Steve Urkel.
Yes, but you couldn't really see it because he had it on. But if I come into a school and y'all want to be like, why is it so baggy? Y'all know why. I got me a little Steve Urkel up in there. Okay.
Actually, I just have an interesting question. Can I say it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do y'all think that the clothes y'all wear matches y'all personality? Oh,
that's a good question.
That is a good question. That's a very good question.
That's a very good question.
No, not really.
We could do like a long time answer.
Not really, because I could wear like it's a certain way I will wear my clothes, but that's not like I don't know. Never mind.
Can I say something? You dress like a New Yorker, and you are a New Yorker. No, actually, weren't you born in Brooklyn or something?
Yeah.
But you live in here and you blending in or whatever, but. For me, I mean, I guess so, because I'm, like, a laid-back person. Like, I'm not all jumpy or whatever. But, like I said before, I'm not, like, too expressive. But, like, I'm not completely, like, to myself. So, I think, like, and I'm a pretty chill person. I would say so myself, I hope. But my clothes are kind of, like, chill and, like, nice. Welcoming, I guess.
You mentioned something about how, like, he's from New York and stuff, but, like, I was about to say, like, not only does that question refer to personality and stuff, like, I'm talking about, like, overall setting and stuff. And, well, the overall environment. And, like, Michael, he's wearing New York-type stuff. So you can kind of say that, yes, the clothes does represent the personality as well as background and stuff. But for me personally, my clothes actually do kind of represent my personality. Because, like I said, at some point, I used to wear, like, close up, hide my appearance and stuff that make me not stand out and stuff. But now I'm, as I get used to more people, I guess, more and more talking, whatever, more and more socializing, I started to wear more outgoing clothes, I guess. I don't know, like clothes that doesn't hide my face and stuff . So I guess wearing clothes for me personally does dictate my personality at the time, I guess. Like, if I got a hoodie on, then it's, like, a 50% chance that there's something wrong with me. Like, yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not from New York, so I'm really not. I'm, like...
Wait, where are you from?
I mean, like, no, like, I was born in New York, but then, like, you know, like, when I turned 6, my mom, like, you know, moved me to PA. So I lived there for, like, you know, like...
What's the PA's?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Pennsylvania.
So, like, you know, like, when I was in Pennsylvania, I used to, like, you know, I was in Pennsylvania. Now that, like, you know, I'm back here, my dad's, like, you know, been buying me, like, the clothes, like, the shoes.
And the style is so different. Yeah. It's, like, city over there.
Exactly. Like, yeah. So, like, I mean, like, I would say, like, some of my clothes match my personality, not all of them, because, like, I'd be, like, having, like, a lot of hoodies, like, black hoodies, and, like, you know, I don't really like, wearing my hood, like, you know, up, like, you know, like, cover my face, because, like, you know, like, I'm kind of an introvert, but also kind of an extrovert. Cause like,
ambivert.
Yeah, basically like that. Yeah, thank you. Cause like,
No, I was saying you're an outrovert.
I'm not an outrovert.
Like, I'm only
Wait,
like.
Is it outrovert or
extrovert?
Extrovert. Yeah. I feel like you're an extrovert.
I mean, cause like, See, like, I'm only an extrovert. Like if I'm around like people I know and that, yeah. and then like, you know, like that know me like very well.
That I'm
but,
comfortable
like,
around.
Yeah, but like, you know, like if I don't know you, then like, you know, like I'm gonna be shy and like, you know, not talk to you. Like
that's
basically.
That's cap.
What?
Shut up. It's not cap, cap. But like I feel like some of my clothes match my personality. Like I like wearing tight jeans and like also like I like wearing crop tops too, but like I barely have any though. But yeah, I feel like some of my clothes match my personality, but not all of them, basically. All
right. So this one may be offensive to some people. Trigger warning. But what is your least favorite clothing piece or like style?
Baggy clothes.
All right. No, because when my parents say I look homeless, that's how you know the outfit is good. When the parents said it looks homeless, that's like...
What? If your parents said it looks homeless,
that's not... No. The people who get it, and the people who don't, just don't.
I mean, that makes sense.
Well, my least favorite clothing piece is... Yeah, I don't like the Y2K look.
But the
what?
The Y2K. Y2K, like the 2000s.
Yeah, I don't like that type of look.
Why? It's so cute. Like, because this generation is so... It's comforting.
No.
I don't have stuff like that, but it's cute.
I feel like this year, like, this generation makes it... Just drags it.
No, some people don't... People like, wear, like, a skirt and, like, put a belt over it or something. Like, oh, my God, I'm so Y2K. That's not... So people, they have to, like, understand what it is. So that they know. Why do you look it up?
Why are you looking up something while you're in the middle of a podcast?
It's relating to podcasts.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Okay. But me personally, I'll say like the weird 2014 look.
Like 2014?
The Avril Lavigne kind of look, the skater boy, whatever look.
No, not really. Like the dream.
Dream girls?
No, like, you know, like the YouTuber Dream.
And
no offense, but like, it's just like, I don't know, like the Minecraft sweater and the bag. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's just like,
yo.
No.
I think I know how to explain it.
Shut.
So, yeah, I was searching up some stuff. I'm going to just show this first. Are you referring to clothes like this?
Yes. Oh my God. Like the Minecraft sweater that zips up all the way.
Let me see.
Like
it's a creeper Minecraft hoodie.
Oh yeah, I seen those.
Like the green one that zips all the way to your head.
I had a Ninja Turtle hoodie before.
That like zips up all the way?
Yeah. Oh.
They got Hello Kitty one, so it's
they
like
do.
Yeah. I was gonna say that no, I don't think that people stop wearing stuff like that. I'm pretty sure like
they don't. It's
yeah,
like
okay. I've seen a kid like I wouldn't, in third period.
If it's not weird, like if it's not like ill, then okay, wear it. But I mean, I'm no place to judge anyone. But it's just like some things are just okay. It's just, like it's not even like what they're wearing. It's like how they proceed to wear, like how they. Like, I don't know.
Like you know, like how they like have it like on their body basically, or like.
Or, like, what they wear with it. Because people be having some high waters on with them. And I'm like, no.
So, yeah. The thing I was switching up before, the creeper thing, it's relating to my answer to the question. But the kind of clothes I dislike the most, and also the kind of clothes that you'll probably find weird.
Oh, my God, what is that?
Wait, what the heck is... Jacob, what is that?
Someone describe it.
Jacob, let me see.
Breakfast.
So it's a runway model, right? And then she has like
breakfast.
This, She has this egg. She has a picnic basket dress on, very poofy on the bottom. I guess is that a sausage on the top of her head? And she has egg. She has egg splatter or whatever on the bottom of the dress. And she has a is that a baguette? She got a baguette. So, oh my god! She got bread. A stick of bread.
So yeah, that's just reminding me of another outfit that's really popular, but. So yeah, for me, any like weird looking clothes in general, any clothes that like don't fit within the norm, group, whatever, I consider those clothes to be like bad, I guess. Well, not bad, but like weird looking, or just ones I wouldn't wear no matter what. Cause like unless it's for Halloween, it's a joke. Like
Yeah,
I would wear a clown costume for Halloween. In fact, I'm gonna be a clown for Halloween because it's funny and stuff. So yeah, if y'all hear honking noises and stuff, that's on Halloween, that's probably me.
Have you ever seen Lady Gaga's meat dress?
Better question.
What?
Have
you seen-
That brings us to one of the questions.
Wait, no. Can I respond to that real quick? Have you seen Rihanna's omelet dress?
What omelet dress? What the hell's an omelet dress? How does that make any sense?
Oh, no.
This.
Oh,
that's
a dress.
That's Rihanna.
Rihanna be eating. Oh, my God.
Rihanna's literally the... Rihanna's the best fashionista.
I mean, yeah.
That's
actually really cute.
That's Lady Gaga.
Wait, let me see. Oh, wait. That's a meme.
I'm really cute, not gonna lie. But like, okay. Rihanna slays literally at every event.
We're looking at Rihanna.
Let me see.
I think it's a Met Gala.
So I see. Omelet. So this is Lady Gaga's meat dress. It has meat on her feet, meat on her body, meat everywhere. It's just everywhere right now. Like, there's just meat on her shoulder.
Looking like she can't write a horror movie.
There's meat on her head. Hold on.
There's meat on
there's
her head.
There's a lot going on. There's meat everywhere on her back, her stomach.
Okay.
Mad meat.
Let me see.
No. Her shoes are cute though.
Her shoes are really cute.
She wore her
meat shoes.
Wait, that's Lady Gaga. Why does she look like that?
Wait, let me see again.
Her face. She looks so different.
Did she get plastic surgery or something?
I don't really.
When was this? Can you check? Is there a day on there?
I don't. Oh, it's 5 years.
Five years ago.
Probably more.
2019.
Let me check.
Wow. Before COVID.
5 years ago.
Look at the day of the article and then
Kelly.
Published 2015.
Oh, so.
Updated 2019. So we did 2019.
How old are we?
Okay. That's crazy, though. Next question. All right. What do you think makes or breaks fashion?
What does that mean?
Like, what do you think improves or like makes fashion? And what do you think is like ruins it, I guess? Like, what's something that you need to like, I don't know, like express fashion?
Meaning what like causes fashion to be good or bad?
There's no such thing as bad fashion. It's just like your opinion. But I guess like
what do you think?
Oh, thank you. I literally have my answer here. Okay, so my answer is that something that makes fashion would be creativity, confidence, originality.
I mean, originality, too much originality is bad, but yeah.
But it is you. And extraness.
Like extra. Like
extra.
So you're referring to the meat dress?
Because I've seen like a whole bunch of like runways on like fashion shows and stuff. And they do a lot of interesting stuff. But that's what like fashion is, and people literally pay to see that, and people make like good money off of that. So it's like that's good. And something that like breaks fashion would be judgment, I guess. Mm. Basically, what we're doing here. But yeah.
So I have a question. So I've been saving this question, which I had questions. I didn't want to interrupt y'all, so I got the question.
Oh, so kind.
So do you guys judge somebody off how they dress?
No, but I like consider. That because like we said before with the question of like how does what you wear match how you are, I take that in mind. I wouldn't like judge you like, oh, you're wearing a crop top, I'm gonna like say you're blah blah blah, but no, I'm just gonna like not infer anything. I'm just gonna, you know.
So yeah, like you're basically like me where you keep the way that person dresses in mind, like
yeah. What, like some people I click with more than others because just like we give up the same vibe. But by how you dress, I'll probably know or like know whether to like talk to you or not, or like, I guess, predict how our friendship or bond would be. I don't know. All right, so question four. Even though we kind of talked about it already, what celebrity had the best or, I guess, like, worst or, like, most questionable outfit, like, whether, or like, for an event or something?
Rihanna so, slays every day.
Yeah, I'm really pulling up right now.
Rihanna and Zendaya, very yes. much so.
Rihanna
yeah.
and Zendaya yeah, really slay almost literally anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, definitely Rihanna. Wait.
Can I see the picture?
Yeah. This is actually the outfit that ASAP Rocky likes.
Oh, that's cute.
As well.
It's like
yeah.
a blue, a teal, a sky blue
yeah, satin.
Like dress. Like with like a little sweater. Well, not a sweater, but like a little like
vest, whatever.
No, it's not a vest.
This was the article was updated May 2nd, 2023. So
2020, I think that was before that because ASAP Rocky said how he like
ASAP Rocky,
ASAP Rocky, whatever. Yeah,
ASAP Rocky.
Like it's ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, ASAP Rocky said that he liked that. That was his favorite dress as well. That was like
the pink one's cute.
The interviewer, so that one was like years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm. Rihanna slays anything yeah. in my opinion. Yeah. Rihanna slays anything.
Then, except for that omelet dress.
No, the omelet dress. No, that age. She pulled it off.
Barbara, like that. She looked good in it, Jacob. You hating.
Yeah, you being okay. a hater.
You being a hater.
And the one okay. with Tom
Cruise.
Tom Shot. Zendaya and Tom.
Tom Holland.
Tom
yeah.
Holland.
No, not Tom Holland. Tom. Timothy Chalamet, thank you. Oh, I don't know why I was saying Tom. I was saying Tom Chalamet. I was like, what? Okay. Dune. Y'all heard of Dune?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Yeah,
I want to see Dune too.
Yeah, me too.
But they have like matching ones and they have like for the premiere, they had like matching overalls or whatever. Yeah. And it was so cute.
So personally for me, best outfit would probably be Rihanna's turquoise outfit or the ones you wore to the VMAs. I gotta show right now.
Okay.
So yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
It would be
this
one.
Let me see.
So yeah, I say that outfit for me.
Oh, that one's cute.
This one slays. It's literally everything she wears literally slays right now. I swear.
All right, so we got a silver. Okay, this was at 2016.
It's a 2016 VMAs.
Damn.
Yeah.
VMAs. A long time ago.
It was the silver, I guess. Silver coat.
It's a silver dress. It's a silver dress. That's like long-ish, but it reveals her legs and stuff. And also like it looks like she's wearing some sort of skirt as well, kind of.
Yeah,
well, not
a little
skirt.
Bit,
but
know.
Yeah.
It's like a jacket and a dress. It's like
it's like a tan
with rhinestones kind of belt.
So yeah, that's my favorite dress from her because like one, it's also it reminds me of the time where she performed at the VMAs and she sang the melody of the songs and stuff. Love on the Brain. Yeah, my favorite. Oh. One of my favorites. Whatever.
All right. So for the last question, why do you think fashion is important? And do you think it's important? Or what?
You want to go first?
Okay, I didn't really write anything down for this.
Go on the spot.
Improvise.
Yeah. Improvise.
For living. Okay. So I'll say fashion is important because, like, it helps express who you are without, like, talking. And, like kind of like how we said before, you can tell how a person is or how they're feeling or, like, what they're feeling or, like, how they are as a person by how they dress or, like, what the mood is or whatever. Like, sometimes when I, like, on a Saturday morning or whatever, if I just want a drink from the deli, I'll put on my I don't care outfit on.
Pajamas.
Unless I see somebody. But... Yeah, like you could like tell, and it's like a good way to like express yourself and like just letting it out there and like knowing that like I don't care what these people think, I'm aware of what I want.
Period. Period.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel like someone could like, you know, like come to talk to you and then like, you know, like you don't even have to say anything or something like
yeah.
that. Like, you know, like you know, like your outfit just like, you know, speaks for
and
you.
And it's a good way to like maintain friendships. Yeah. Sorry. And it's like, go oh my ahead, God, I love your outfit.
Exactly.
And, like, thank you.
Like
you
that.
And like, and then you have like a whole entire conversation to talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say like, yeah, like I said before, it's like the outfit you wear is like a greeting without actually saying hi, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's welcoming. Well, sometimes.
Like you can tell when
sometimes welcoming.
You can tell when someone's in their bag or whatever, like when they ain't feeling or whatever. based on what they're wearing. So like if I see my man's wearing a black hoodie.
I had an emo phase once.
Yeah.
I never had an emo phase.
It was in seventh grade. I don't know what happened to me. Nothing happened to me. I was like, I just saw the trend. I'm like, it's cute. I didn't pull it off because it was uniform school.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why. Yeah.
I just had a whole bunch of black. I got my nails done like the second before, but it was teal. I ripped it off during class and I was like, Mom, can I get done again in black? She was like, no. I was like, so I just had messy black nails on because I wanted to be in the era. But that's all done.
What you just said about your mom made me think of something. Parents can be the worst enemies when it comes to fashion.
Yo, I swear.
Like literally wear something that's literally inconspicuous or whatever, and your mom can find like 50 different things that's wrong with what you're wearing.
Right.
But she'd be like, oh, those jeans you're wearing, mad skinny. Oh, that hoodie you're wearing, it's mad hot. Why are you wearing that when it's like 30 degrees outside? Like, what?
Like, what do you mean? Like, I swear.
But if at the same time, if it weren't for our parents, then we probably wouldn't be as adept, as knowledgeable about fashion today or whatever.
So thank you for being here. Well, you kind of have to, but
I'm done.
But
that's if you stayed.
I guess so. Okay, so this was our episode about fashion, hosted by me, Charlize, and this is Charlize signing off.
This is Nayla signing off.
This is Michael signing off.
This is Jacob signing off.
Bye.
Bye.